Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, welcome back to ADHD Focus. I'm your host, Asher Blake, and let me tell you, today's topic is something we all need a little help with sometimes, managing stress and anxiety, especially when you're navigating the wonderful world of ADHD. Ever feel like your brain is running a marathon while everyone else is taking a leisurely stroll? You know that feeling when your to-do list grows longer than your arm and deadlines are looming closer than a hungry lion? That's the magic cocktail of stress and anxiety we often find ourselves swirling in. But hey, don't worry, because I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be an epic struggle. We're going to dive deep into some strategies that can help you tame those pesky feelings and reclaim your calm. First things first, understanding the unique connection between ADHD and stress is key. Our brains are wired differently. We often process information faster, jump from thought to thought quicker than a squirrel on espresso, and have this incredible ability to hyper-focus on things. Sometimes when we really shouldn't. This can lead to feeling overwhelmed easily, like you're constantly juggling flaming bowling pins while riding a unicycle. But here's the good news. There are proven ways to manage stress that specifically cater to our ADHD brains. Think of it like this. We're not trying to fight our wiring, we're learning to work with it. One powerful strategy is mindfulness. Now, I know what you're thinking. Mindfulness? Sounds boring, but trust me, it's anything but. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment, focusing on your breath, and noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it as a mental reset button, a way to step back from the chaos and find a sense of grounding. There are tons of apps and guided meditations out there that can make this super easy, even for us ADHD folks who struggle with traditional, sitting still, techniques. Another game changer is breaking down tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Ever stare at a giant project like it's the Mount Everest of your to-do list? Yeah, me too. But when you break things down into bite-sized pieces, it becomes less intimidating and more achievable. Celebrate those small wins. They add up, I promise. Don't underestimate the power of movement. Exercise isn't just about looking good. It's a natural stress reliever that can boost your mood and energy levels. Find something you actually enjoy, dancing like nobody's watching, going for a hike in nature, playing a sport with friends. Movement is your brain's best friend when those anxiety levels start to spike. Now, let's talk about the importance of self-care. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about prioritizing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could be reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, listening to music, practicing a hobby. Anything that brings you joy and helps you recharge. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. ADHD can be challenging, but it's also incredibly rewarding. So embrace your unique strengths, seek support when you need it, and celebrate every victory along the way. I know exactly what that feels like. Picture this. You've got a big presentation coming up, and while everyone else seems calm and collected, your brain is playing a symphony of worry. What if I forget my lines? What if they ask me a question I can't answer? What if I trip and fall flat on my face? Sound familiar? That internal monologue can be a real buzzkill. But here's the thing. We can rewire those thoughts. Instead of letting anxiety take over, try this. Acknowledge your feelings, but then consciously shift your focus to something positive, a past success, a supportive friend, or even just the cool design on your coffee mug. Visualize yourself delivering that presentation with confidence and clarity. You've got this. Okay. Let's recap because these strategies are pure gold. Mindfulness is your mental reset button. Breaking down tasks into smaller chunks is like conquering Mount Everest one step at a time. Movement is your brain's best friend when stress hits, and self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Remember, managing stress and anxiety with ADHD isn't about being perfect. It's about progress, not perfection. Keep experimenting. Find what works for you, and be kind to yourself along the way. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that have helped you manage stress? Share your tips in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and success together. Until next time, stay focused, stay calm, and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.